Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Friday Night's Home Fellowship. Tonight, we're being blessed by the teachings of Brother Ronaldo Velez of Chula Vista, California. Our hope is that the Word of God will minister to you and that you will continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please join him now as he begins his message.
Good evening, Amazing Grace. How you doing? Good, good, good. Well, also like Elder Marcos, this is my very first Bible study. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, I love you with all my heart. We love you with all our hearts. I ask personally to take away whatever jitters I have, whatever nervousness I have. Allow me to speak clearly. Allow you to bring this message. Open up our hearts, Lord. Open up our ears. And allow us to receive it. Lord, we love you. We desire you. We want you in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For those that don't know me, I'll start off with my testimony. It all started where I married this woman. And we all got along married for 11 years. And then things went wrong. She decided to do what she decided to do. And that allowed me to seek more. So I decided that I wanted something in my life that'll help me out. So I saw a sign on the side of a road that said, Sunbow Condos for Sale. I said, you know what? I'm going to check this out. Maybe this will be good for me. I go inside there. Mr. Brother Dell was there, my salesman. I asked him, you know, anything for sale? He goes, yes, we got a one-bedroom for you. He shows me the one-bedroom. We're looking at it. And for some reason, I opened up to him, broke down everything that's happened to me, and wouldn't you know it, he had something in common with me. And I'm asking him, well, you know what? I'm here sad, crying to you, and you're happy. What's up with that? He goes, you know what? I got something in my life. His name is Jesus, and I want you to meet him. I'm like, that's cool, you know, but I don't know if I'm ready for that. He goes, well, you know what? When you are, come to my brother's Bible study and, you know, basically take it slow to see what it's like. I was like, okay, whatever. Walked away, came back for another time. I don't know. I don't think Dell was there then, but his coworkers, Eva and Grace, were there. Talked to them. They started ministering to me a little bit. Again, mentioning Bible study. I was like, okay, we'll see. Well, then, at that same time, my wife at the time decided to leave and be with the guy that she wanted to be with out of state. So that kind of broke my heart. Broke me down where I just didn't want nothing to do with this place. Didn't want nothing to do with my life. Almost to the brink where I wanted to end it. So I decide, you know, I gotta get out of this condo deal. So I go back to Sunbow. Dell's not there again, but Eva and Grace are. So I go to them. I listen. I'm sorry. I can't continue this transaction. I gotta end it. And for some reason, again, I broke down to them. And I told them what was going on. Told them, you know, I just can't take it here. I'm tired of San Diego. I want to get out of it. I need something better for me. And when I was doing that, they called Dell. Dell comes in from around the corner. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And they're mentioning, you know, you need to go to Bible study. You need to go to Bible study. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'll see you there, Mr. Dell. Come in here, ring the doorbell like I always do. Walk in. Bunch of strangers walking in, looking around. I'm like, man, what am I doing? Sat down in the front row, listened to the Bible study, and decided right then and there, you know, this is what I need. So I gave my heart. Went outside, watched three people get baptized. Watch the love of everyone. Unbelievable love. And I said, you know what? This is what I need. This is the love I want. Decided right then and there, you know what? Baptize me. So I got baptized. And now I'm sitting here giving a Bible study. But this is the weird part. I got baptized and gave my heart exactly 1 year ago. From today. But like all of our walks, it's tough. It's a struggle. So on to my Bible study, which is titled, We the Sheep. Psalms 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now, why the comparison to sheep? Anybody know? You know, Pastor Haggie had this thing where when I watched a little bit of him teaching about sheep, and he made a comparison of, have we all late at night went to the fridge and opened it up, looked for something to eat, something to drink? And as we're looking, have we just forgotten what we're looking for? that's how stupid we are. We're like that, you know. How we're in a fridge, yet we don't know what we're looking for. Obviously, it's something to eat, the drink, yet we forget. That's just like sheep. Just like sheep. Now, because sheep are very dependent animals, they need a shepherd to protect them and guide them to good pasture and water. Like sheep, we need someone to lead us. When we follow the Lord, we find safety and nourishment. But when we follow our own sinful desires, we risk eternal death. Because of our own sinful desires, we, like sheep, tend to stray. Turn to Isaiah 53, verse 6. We are like sheep. We've gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Like sheep, we are helpless. We're ignorant. We do not keep ourselves safe, but wander into dangerous situations. Keep in mind what I said before about we're helpless, ignorant, do not keep ourselves safe, and wander into dangerous situations. Psalms 119, verse 176. It says, I have strayed like lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. In all honesty, like this verse, we have strayed at one time or another. Our behavior does not always match our heart's desire. We are like sheep that wanders away from the shepherd we love, even though in our hearts we have not forgotten nor forsaken the Lord and his word. Because we seem to stray so often, God wants us to fellowship, hold each other accountable to our actions. We as Christians desire to be well-grounded. We try to give the right biblical advice. By not being careful with the advice we are given, we risk losing that person. They will stick their feet in the world where the wolves await. Always come to the brothers and sisters with love. Rebuke when rebuking is needed. Pray when praying is needed. Care for one another as Christ cares for you. Be accountable for each other. So Jeremiah 50:6-7 reads, My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountains and hill and forgot their own resting place. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemy said, We are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their true pastor, the Lord, the hope of their fathers. It is very important that we help each other out. The world has wolves in sheep's clothing waiting to pounce, waiting for that perfect opportunity to sink their teeth in and devour us. And they won't let go unless we seek. Because of this straying off, Jesus shows great compassion to us. The compassion of Jesus is evident in Matthew 9:35-36. Jesus went through all towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had great compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus shows great compassion for us when we are helpless. He saved all of us from certain situations. He wants us to be his sheep so he can be our shepherd. We have to submit ourselves to God in order for him to guide us. It is because of God's unfailing love that he is always searching for us. This is why he will always be our shepherd. It should be great to know that we have someone who wants us, always searching for us that are lost. Ezekiel 34:11-12. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. John 10:1-16. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. John 10:27-28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. Does anybody know what he's talking about? My sheep hear my voice. What that voice is? Like, when we hear that voice, when we go astray and we hear that voice, it's the Holy Spirit. By the graciousness of God, we are saved. We have the privilege to listen to him and the obligation to follow. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus to us represents faithfulness, compassion, guidance, and protection. The ultimate shepherd of his flock. The love God gave us, like it states in John 3:16, who can repeat that? We should all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is our Savior, our ultimate shepherd. When we are lost, he finds us. 1 Peter 2, 24-25 states, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Since God is so loving and graceful, he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will love us always. Knowing that when we go astray, he's there, open armed, is amazing. For it's put best in Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. Let's put it this way. No matter what obstacles are in the way, God will always love you. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is in James 4:8. Just take this passage to heart, for it states, so humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor.
Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this evening. And Lord, anytime you allow us to look into your word, and every time, God, that our number is called to bring a study, God, Lord, it's to glorify you and to magnify you. And Lord, we thank you for Brother Ron this evening, God, how he shared his testimony, how you brought him out of the muck and mire, and you put his feet on a solid ground. And we thank you for the gift of salvation that was given to him a year ago. And so, Lord, tonight, you were glorified and magnified as he testified about your goodness and your grace and your mercy toward him and toward each and every one of us. Lord, tonight, Lord, I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us can reflect on all the wondrous works you've done in our lives. And Lord, that we would just continue to glorify you and to magnify you. Lord, we thank you, God, for Brother Ron. We're looking forward to his next time up. And Lord, continue to bless his hands, his feet, his heart, his mind, his soul, Lord. And I pray, Lord, as he continues, oh God, to seek you, Lord, and as he continues to delight himself in you, that you would give him the desires of his heart according to your will. We thank you and praise you. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available for you here at Amazing Grace. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please visit our website at acts2-38-39.com. That's acts2-38-39.com. And you can email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.